I'll tell you what it's like. It's like being a married father of three and being called an incel. That's how this feels. It's just like, it's not offensive. It just doesn't make any sense. It's just like, you're clearly just, and this is the thing about offense, right? It's like either somebody's not trying to offend you, in which case, why would you get offended if they're just, you know, saying something that they don't mean to offend you? Or they are trying to offend you, in which case, why would you give them what they want, right? That's why we don't get offended at things. It's fine. It's fine. It's just our incredibly well-founded confidence in everything that we say. So it makes it easy to endure these blows. By the way, it's been reported now that Melania Trump did not tell Trump that she was making the statement about Jeffrey Epstein. So what if Melania wants to come on? We could have her on sometime. She seems like a decent person. Just fascinating. I'm going to have to open up the phone lines for your calls. And I don't know. We can talk about some of this other stuff. I kind of want to focus on just what the hell's happened to Trump so far and why he thinks going after his critics would even help with that. Because right now it's not going well, and he's basically just a total embarrassment on the world stage. Again, I think maybe thought this was going to be kind of like the rest of how things have gone. I think he expected all of us to defend him. Like, what did you not know about who we are? Like, this is the point. This is what separates us from the left or from the Quisling sycophant, you know, bootlicker scum that are supporting Trump right now. We actually believe the truth, and that is regardless of who's saying it or what, you know, politics it benefits or anything like that. But Donald Trump is lashing out like a child, like a little baby, like a little baby child having a temper tantrum about Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, Alex Jones. Now, meanwhile, Russia brutally mocks arrogant Trump over Iran defeat and declining mental state. That's embarrassing. World mocks bizarre kind of victory. White House declares triumph despite Iran being emboldened and demanding tolls on the still closed strait as attacks continue on Gulf states and Lebanon. Wow, you can't get Israel under control, can't get Iran under control, can't get your own house under control. You can blame us if you want, but I don't think we're the problem here. Did Israel attack Lebanon to spoil the Iran ceasefire? Yeah, probably. But it's not like Trump's going to do anything about it. He's their bitch, after all. Benjamin Netanyahu trial to resume after war-related court pause. Well, you better do something, Trump. Trump, your girlfriend's about to get in trouble. You gotta put out another pathetic, groveling tweet about how he must be pardoned immediately. You know, make one of those other demands that get completely ignored. That looks really great for your reputation. You know what Trump loves is making threats and demands that are utterly impotent and that everybody laughs at and ignores. Do that. You should do that again. You should try again. I know you've already made a whole bunch of statements about how you have to pardon Benjamin Netanyahu. He's a great man. And just literally nobody cares what you have to say because they don't respect you. So it's all very sad. It's all very sad what's happened here. Meanwhile, the Bilderberg meeting is happening in Washington. As UN and Iran talk truce, Israel digs in for a forever war. Military draft resignation registration could become automatic in December because they think they're going to do to us what they've done to the Ukrainians. Difference is that we have guns, so that's not happening. But if you want an easier way to keep your kid out of the military, give them a swastika tattoo. Or just have them, like, bring a copy of Mein Kampf whenever they're being recruited. They'll be rejected outright. And then they can join my militia and my army. Won't that be fun?